Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we have a very special guest, Catherine Cornell. She's the daughter of Scott and Kristen Cornell, who are leaders, and now she's been joining our leadership group in what we call part of the Gen Z leaders, who are young and going to address that audience. And so, Catherine, welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you. She was just at our leader retreat. That was quite an amazing, beautiful time together that we got to have, and what a joy that was. First of all, Catherine, where do you live right now?
I'm in New Hampshire.
Yeah. So she's living in New Hampshire and has graduated from Liberty, but she is working through her master's and then on to another one. Are you now finished with your master's from Liberty?
No, not quite. I'm in my last course, so. That's very exciting.
Well, remind us what you studied for your undergrad and what you're doing for your master's.
I studied piano performance for my undergrad, and then now I'm studying literature, which seemed very disconnected, but it's kind of cool. God brings all of the everything together. So I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about why that combo and where that's going. And when you take you've been able to take these courses remotely, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's 100%. Online, which has been great for this season because I've been working as well, and God's been doing a lot of really cool things with that.
Yeah. And do you have to do any thesis at all, or are you pretty well, if you get this course, you're pretty well done?
Well, this course is the thesis. So yes, okay. I do. I am working on a thesis.
Okay. How's that going?
It's going pretty well. It's a lot of work for a very short amount of time. So I'm looking forward to being done and then moving on.
And what is it on? What's it on?
I'm writing on Shakespeare. So I'm basically writing on different worldviews that existed during that time and how you see them, like how the plays that I'm working with, which are, they're called the Henriad just in scholarship, but it's four plays, Richard II, the two parts of Henry IV, and then Henry V. So basically looking at how they deal with particularly providentialism. So it's Christianity, but a little bit more specific than that, because Christianity then didn't quite look like, you know, how we would consider Christianity to look today. And then also how that interacts with humanism and develops throughout the place.
Yeah. Did he write these plays in the context of those kings, basically, and the culture of those kings? And
Yeah, I mean, it was history for him at that point. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, we know that you're finishing school. You've been led into certain work momentarily, and then you're about ready to head to a whole new adventure. So why don't you just kind of start telling us your story of as you came back from school, what did God lead you into what you're doing now, and then why? And then secondly, we want to talk about your next season, where you know where you're headed into that in terms of where you're headed. You won't know all the implications of that yet, but We'd love to just kind of have you walk us through how you processed learning, listening to God, and following God.
Yeah, for sure. So I graduated from Liberty in 2024. And when I came home, I graduated, like I said, with my bachelor's in piano performance. And the goal with that was always to teach piano. And so I started teaching piano, but I never really had the intention of teaching piano full time. So I was trying to figure out what else I was going to do for work. I've been working for Abide Ministries a little bit, and I had a job at a coffee shop, but was just kind of looking for what is the rest of this puzzle that's fitting together with the teaching piano. And so I actually was working on my master's in literature that I'm finishing up with the intention of also teaching for that, which was another cool story of how God led me into that, because I initially went into my bachelor's degree as a double major in piano and English. And God, like one of the most clear times I've ever heard God speak to me, he basically told me, "You're not trusting me, because I told you to go pursue music and you've got this double major as like your backup plan in case that doesn't work out." So I dropped the double major, but afterwards I started feeling like, okay, I'm considering this master's degree because I've got a lot of extra space at the end of my bachelor's, but I can't graduate early just because of the way that the degree is set up. So I started doing like dual credit master's classes, but I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do that in. And I felt like God was leading me into literature, which was something I struggled with a little bit because I was like, but you just told me I wasn't supposed to do that. But long story short, it's been really cool how God has led me through that because I'm definitely pursuing teaching at this point and teaching English. And so that was what was on my mind, which is very different than what I would have been thinking 4 years earlier, because through piano, I started really discovering a love for teaching and interacting with the kids. So I had graduated from college and was teaching piano lessons and was trying to figure out what the rest of that like puzzle looked like for me. And one of the women in my church came up to me and was saying that she has it on her heart to start offering classes for the homeschoolers in our area, because they're all very disconnected. So I was homeschooled from 7th through 12th grade, and we always had like a homeschool group that we were part of and a lot of community, and we did classes together and things like that. But the homeschoolers in my area had none of that. They were all very disconnected, doing school completely on their own. And so she had it on her heart to really bring them together and also bring together some discipleship and things alongside that. So she and I started sitting down and having just discussions about schooling and education, and also like what God was doing in the community. And we eventually brought my mom in as well, because my mom loves all things, particularly curriculum planning. And so she's a really great person to talk to if you're like starting to homeschool and not really sure what that looks like. So she loves, you know, talking about all of those things. So the three of us started the Aletheia School, which is, I think the official term is a micro school. We were kind of doing some research on that. I've never heard of that.
Let me stop you just 1 second there. Yeah. Is that while God's doing that with Catherine, it was happening from a different angle with Kristen. Mm-hmm. Because she was, you know, she always had this interest in homeschooling and how to assist that. And Father, you know, what would you have me do? And he kind of gave her a heads up, is I want you to pay attention because I have something in mind. And she paid attention. And the neat thing, and both, you know, we'll hear this with Catherine too, is that they were following, not trying to figure it out. And so Catherine is getting told, God, here, I want you to go this direction. Kristen, her mom, was being told, I want you to get ready for me to use you to lead a school and a process to help this out. And I'll let you know what that looks like. So that when Catherine says, you know, they came together, it wasn't they just decided to get together. It's that God was working them to this point from separate places. And it's very exciting that they started to recognize, oh, we are supposed to come together. And so go ahead and pick up the story from there, which is kind of a cool story.
Yeah. So we started the school together, and it was definitely something that just kind of right place, right time came together. The three of us all really had a heart to serve the community in our area, the homeschoolers and the teenagers. And so we started offering courses. We started with literature courses because that's what I'm studying, that's what I do. But we actually had, I was initially going to offer a literature course and then just like a college prep composition course, because I've had a lot of peers talk to me, and I've seen this where you go into college and there's all these little things about writing that you're just kind of expected to figure out, like formatting and things like that. And so I was like, let's just do a quick semester course and we'll talk about those things. So one of the moms in the community came up to me and was like, well, would you offer a middle school composition course? I was like, I guess so. Why not? Which has actually proved to be one of our most fruitful courses that we offer, because a lot of these kids come in and we just teach like basically communication skills, because it's a composition course. So it's not so much focused on the grammar, but like, how do you communicate your ideas effectively? And so we've seen a lot of really cool things happen through that. So we started this little school together, and we've now been running for a year and a half, which has been really cool, and taken on another teacher as well. So we continue to see the fruit of that, which has been amazing.
Are you guys going to expand into other content areas as well? Or are you staying with just like the literature and the piano, or how does that work?
Yes, definitely. We already have public speaking, which is another course that we currently offer, which has been incredible. And then, yeah, we've definitely talked about other things as well. So we're pretty open to whatever God has for us, but we're also very much not wanting to get ahead of God in that. So we a lot of times just wait for the right person to, you know, come up and then, you know, it usually happens a lot more naturally. So yeah, for sure.
But when you, you know, teaching your courses, how does that, what does that look like? Do you do that, you know, certain times during the week? What does that mean? What does that look like that you actually teach a course?
Yeah. So they have class time once a week. So we have class on Wednesday mornings and they'll come in for an hour for each class. Some students take more than one class and then they go home with homework. So it's very similar to an online school format. It's just in person, which has been really valuable for the conversations. Yeah.
Okay. And when you
and good
you,
for them to have that social as well.
Yes.
That was what part of the goal, right?
Yes.
Was the connection. Yeah.
So when you teach it, does that mean you have to put together a curriculum for that?
Yes. I mean, I don't have to, but I generally choose to because I enjoy doing that. And then there are also just a lot of things that I personally think are really beneficial for the students to do. So I like to integrate those. So yeah, for the most part, yeah, I do put the curriculum together.
As you heard God say, you know, with your master's to go into literature, you know, why does that excite you? What did that mean to you? And then of course you're starting to right now a little bit teach it, you know, so tell us about how that came about for you, what excited you about it, and why are you excited about it?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved books. I loved books and I love to write. Those are just two things that have always characterized me, I guess, which is why I was looking at going into English in the first place when I was younger. But as I was going through college, I started working at the Writing Center at Liberty, which was an incredible experience for me. And I learned that I really love coaching students on these things, on English, found just a lot of joy in that. So I started looking at, okay, what would it look like to teach? And I love literature particularly because I just love diving into what all these incredible authors have to say, but also just talking about how the ideas that are presented interact with the world. Like what is true here? What is, like, where is this coming from? Let's talk about what's going on and how this portrays, you know, the realities of human nature and things like that. So I just get a lot of joy out of those things.
Yeah. So you've had an excitement about that. How you made a statement of, you know, we purposely are working to hear his voice, follow him, and not get ahead of him. How does that work for you guys in terms of being given instruction, taking each step, putting it together, and not just saying, okay, I'm going to go do something, but rather you're following exactly where God takes you. How is that working? How does that happen? And then how do you actually stay faithful to that?
Yeah. I think it's very helpful that there are three of us working together because we can definitely put the practices of unity into play. So we've come across a couple of things already so far that we don't necessarily see eye to eye on. And it's a lot of working through that, not necessarily rushing ahead, like we just have to solve this problem and whatever's easiest or something like that, but just really working through until everybody has peace and everybody's ready to go ahead. And then also with teachers, it's particularly with teachers and offering new classes, it's, you know, rather than seeking people out and saying, hey, you should do X, Y, and Z, or putting out an advertisement, we need this kind of teacher because we really want to offer this class. It's waiting for God to bring people to our path. Mm-hmm. And we've actually had more than one person come up to us and say, you know, I really have it on my heart. I would love to teach this particular course. So we'll talk to them and see if they align with our values and things like that. And so that's been a cool process for sure.
How have you processed through to get to unity when you're saying, okay, well, this is interesting, but we aren't in unity yet? How do you work to get to unity? And it's not just you agreeing with each other, it's you both having confirmation, all of you having confirmation that this is what the Holy Spirit is showing you.
Yeah. Well, we had the one that comes immediately to mind is we had an issue over the summer trying to figure out what kind of business we were going to be, whether we're going to be a nonprofit or an LLC. And so I was honestly a little bit in the middle on this one. The other two members of my team were on opposite ends of the spectrum. But it was a lot of just having the conversations, but also waiting until each person was ready to move forward. And so not pushing, okay, we have a deadline, we have to get this figured out by June or whatever. And instead, each going home and praying about it, what is God saying? And then bringing that back. This is what God has revealed to me in the process. And it took kind of a while. And there were definitely some moments where we're like, we have to figure this out or we're not going to be able to get paid for any of this.
Kind of an important thing.
But we did see like God follow through on that. And eventually we all came to unity on that, which was really cool.
What was the answer that came through finally?
We are an LLC now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all kinds of, and there's all kinds of, this is one of those things where the Spirit knows we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love what you're describing is that you know, and Kathy and I talk a lot about this, is when you seek God's will, differences of thought is actually healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to everybody in the process, stay true to what you know and what you understand, and I'll bring you to my answer. I don't want you to cave, which you could have easily just caved easily. And well, okay, let's just do that. But it wouldn't have been God's will. And so you stay with it and you have integrity with it. But as you said you did, as you went and saw it together and individually, what are you saying, God? And he says, and then finally for you to say, okay, I'll see, you know, what had to happen. Well, you all had to have unity, not just, yeah, that's a good idea, but we feel confirmed in the Holy Spirit. That's his answer.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy even that process? Did you enjoy the fact that, hey, we got led to the answer without having to us try to figure that out?
I mean, it was definitely moment to moment for sure. But it was cool to see, like, one of the things that I had forgotten to mention so far was part of that process was finding new information. So none of us really knew what we were talking about. So at the beginning, like you could say, yeah, I'm leaning this direction or this direction, but we don't really know what we're talking about. So starting to research that and finding out, okay, this is what this would actually mean. This is what this would actually mean. And where do we fall on that? So it was really cool to see how like God worked through that. And as we're finding new information, we're taking steps forward. Okay, well, maybe it's this answer because we've just learned, you know, this new piece of information that is maybe we're leaning this direction. But then God is like, no, actually, that was just one step in the process. Now you're looking at this other option and realizing that that's going to cost you things that you're not supposed to do at the moment.
Right, right. Yeah. And that we call that the ask, seek, and knock model. Mm-hmm. And that is that you're seeking information, truth. We don't know something. God says, I got to get you that truth. I will. As you had revelation of truth, it started to shape your understanding is, well, this is my answer. And it's the best answer. And that's kind of what we're all trying to share. And thank you for Catherine for sharing that is it's not about just give me the answer. It's that, well, I want you to discover the answer. I want you to stay close to me. I'll help you see truth. And the truth will start to say, oh, well, then that means this. And even though you have disparate thoughts about where it should go, if you're all seeking truth, he'll get you that truth, which he did. And then you said, okay, this is it. And we agree to that. And there's a unity to that.
Yeah. I love that God brought together a team of people who are willing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think about in business, how important that is and what a blessing that is if you have a core leadership team who are all willing to go to unity and not stay in self. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kathy, why is that, you know, when you make that statement, think about why is that so important and so beautiful?
Because then you can literally do exactly what God wants you to do. When you are in partnership, it's like being in a marriage. You know, if you are in partnership with somebody, you're unequally yoked and you're not able to do that. You aren't always going to land where God wants to bless it.
That's right.
You know, that's just part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely the gift is going to unity in the Spirit. And when you don't have other people walking in the Spirit, you're not going to experience that blessing.
Right. And the unity process, which is what you're describing, Catherine, is it's not that we started with, oh, yeah, sure. Actually, we had different thoughts about it. Mm-hmm. And God said, that's good. I want you to stay with that. But the requirement, which is what Kathy is saying, is that the requirement for each of you was, well, we actually would like to follow God and get God's will. And we're open to him showing us things that may be different than our initial thinking, which he did. And you had a heart for it. You stayed with it. You enjoyed it. And then finally you said, okay, we got our answer. And everybody said, we confirm that. That's God's answer. And the cool thing is you don't even know the implication of that 3 years from now. That answer will have big implications for things down the road that you don't even understand. Well, thank you for sharing all that beauty about where you've led. We want to move into our next session. We'd love everybody to come back next week. And Catherine has some exciting movement in her own life about now that she's here and she's finishing her master's. He said, actually, I have another plan for you. And we want to talk about that. And how did you come to that? And where is that headed? So Father, we just pray for Catherine. Thank you for her heart. You can see it. We can see it. just a joy in being part of something, being led to these various places. You're putting pieces together. This is particularly exciting for Kathy and I, because we see this now happening with this Gen Z generation, is you're putting pieces together that are going to have big, big impact on the road. And it's exciting to see them walk there. And we just pray for Catherine to keep having ears to hear and a willingness to follow, and where you're going to take her. We look forward to the next piece of the story. We praise you in thanks' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Catherine.
Yeah,
and thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.